As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Morning, a very good morning indeed, listeners. You are listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I am your host. It's Tuesday, February 17th, 2009. You know, while many of our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are way for the top of the hour identification, their news, their weather, and their sports break and such forth, during this first and shortest segment of our broadcast, allow me to thank you for tuning in this morning. I so value every moment of our airtime together here on Oracle, but most importantly, I value the time that you invest each day listening to this broadcast, joining me right here. And so I consider this broadcast to be like an internet homeschool classroom. It's a place where young and old alike can come together and we can discover all of those very many ideas that have been taken away from us, those things that make us what we are, that make us Americans. Free people in a free land, and I know we have an international audience. Primarily, I'm focusing these broadcasts to our American audiences out through all of the various several states. But the topics we discuss here on Become Vocal Local apply to people worldwide, because so many of the problems that we have here in the United States have been extended by the global cabal all over the globe. And like a small-town football coach, the global elite, they're not very elite to me, kind of scumbag, if you will, but the global elite use the same plays over and over and over again. They make great hay out of the ignorance of the people to follow international news and world history and political economy and those sorts of things. So many of the ideas that we talk about then here on Become Vocal Local will be useful for you no matter where you are on the planet, but certainly around the United States and all of the several states and all 3,066 counties, the same political problems and the same political paradigms and the same political phenomena are occurring. And so we'll look at all of the various aspects of politics on this broadcast. We talk about the taboo subject of politics here. Politics, more than one tick. To get the most out of the time that we have together, you're going to want to develop a habit of listening carefully. Have a notepad and a pen or a sharpened pencil at your hand. And most importantly, make full use of the archived broadcasts. Every time that your hands are busy, whether you're changing a baby's diaper or washing the dishes or baking a cake or driving the car, any time that your hands are busy but your mind is free, you can learn and you can listen to these broadcasts over and over again. That's a process known as spaced repetition. You know, the media uses it on you all the time. And if you're very careful in your discernment of what things to listen to, you can actually erase some of the garbage that has been piled into your waste can, so to speak, that resides on top of your shoulders. But the more you listen, the more you'll learn, and the more you learn and retain in your memory, these ideas will be ready to be used whenever needed and wherever you are. This will just pop out of your mind. Right when you need it, you'll remember precisely what you need to say or what you need to do in a certain situation. So the opinions, this is my disclaimer, the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own or the authors of the various referenced source material that I present. Opinions and comments expressed by guests and callers remain their own. And all information presented on this broadcast is intended solely for the edification or the enjoyment of the audience and may or may not reflect the viewpoint of Oracle Broadcasting Network, its hosts, its sponsors, or its affiliates. Stay with us. We'll get this broadcast going.
Tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising, folks, over Missouri, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Tuesday, February the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. VocalLocal.org and OzarksVoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, in 65647 is the zip Again, one more time, that's William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Always stumble over that zip code. That's another part of the mysteries we'll have to get into a little bit at another time. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and OzarksVoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Today, gold soars upward in overnight trading. We'll talk about that. Republics, political parties, parliamentary procedure. We'll talk about all of those ideas. We'll go back in, and if there is time in the perhaps the second hour, we'll go into a deeper overview of what is Become Vocal Local and what are the concepts that we advance here on this broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock for February the 17th, 2009. And, of course, that's New York City time, 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $24.60 to $965.60 for one troy ounce of gold. Did you hear what I said? I'll repeat myself. Reiteration sometimes helps to drive the point home. Gold is up $24.60 over yesterday's closing. Trading now in intermorning trading at $965.60. That's a 2.61% gain so far. Anything in the bank doing that well? I wonder. Silver experiencing a little bit of a tug upwards as a result of its big brother gold, up 28 cents to $13.95. Platinum jumps up $20 as well to $1,081. Palladium, kind of, you know, just scuffing along, kicking the dirt, got his ball cap turned around backwards, up a buck to $216 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the impossibly low position, not being able to climb back over the 8,000 level. Trading today so far, I think, I'm not showing any change in it, so we'll have to go back and look a little later, perhaps in the broadcast. Trading 7,850 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ, slightly above 1,500, 1,534. The U.S. dollar index up $1.01. That unbelievable parallel to the move in gold. Why? Why is the U.S. dollar index rising? While gold is rising, generally they go the opposite directions, but someone's monkeying with the markets. It's up a dollar, or 1.01, I should say, basis point to 87.51. I really don't know whether that means that it has any value or not. Crude oil off $1.83 to $35.68 a barrel. The gold-silver ratio stands at 69.23. In other words, 69.23 ounces of silver would get you into the marketplace for 1 ounce of gold, so to speak. And when the ratio is that high, it's certainly not time to be selling off your gold and buying silver. Those kind of sell-offs occur and have historically occurred when their gold-silver ratio is down in the 15 to 17 range. So now is a good time to continue looking at gold as a safe haven. The market's going to close in 7 hours in southwest Missouri. It's 40 degrees, and we have overcast skies. Now, just before we went on there, I was looking at the Kitco.com site, and we see that gold has topped 970 in morning trading. There's going to be a lot of action in the gold markets today. Last night, about 9:30 p.m. New York time, gold began to rapidly climb. I just was about to switch off the computer for the evening, and I thought I'd better stay up and watch to see what's happening. You know, it's tough getting up at the time of morning I need to get up to do this broadcast, but at the same time, I want to have good information for you. So I stayed up late last night. I'm a little sleepy. You can tell that my pet frog slept with me and crawled down my throat. It'll take a while for him to crawl out again, and then maybe my voice will smooth out a bit. Nevertheless, 9:30 p.m. last night, New York time, gold began to climb rapidly, and it jumped up to 956.30 just before midnight. Now, this morning at 6 a.m., gold began to break again, and jumped up to the 965 level, reaching a high in the ask prices of $968.20. That would be an up 2.09% so far on the day then. So the volatility then continues, and if you look at the charts, you'll see it. But gold spikes upward again around 9 a.m. to the 969.10 area, with bid prices falling in the area of $966.70 an ounce. What's going to happen today? Are we going to go up and test the 970, 980 area? I don't know. We'll see. The day will unravel the way that it's going to unravel. And, of course, there's lots of manipulation in the market, but there's a very, very, very strong move away from the dollar-denominated assets and into the gold assets. And I think it's a smart place for all of us to be. Let's see, it looks like we've got maybe close to a minute left. I will just ad-lib for a moment. I don't want to start this article. I think it's really important, folks, for you to listen to these market reports. If you are not in the habit of doing so, I've been doing this systematically, let's say, 5 days a week for the last over 10 years or thereabouts. And I use a little notepad, a legal pad, you know, those mini evidence pads that you can pick up by the pad full, box full. And I make this chart out the same way basically every day. And then I pick a broadcast like Become Vocal Local at 9 o'clock in the morning, and perhaps an afternoon broadcast or a website, and follow the price of gold daily. I think you'd benefit. I'll be right back and we'll continue this broadcast. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
I guess we're back. That was an unfamiliar bump. Nevertheless, we have returned. And as I was saying before we went into the break, I think we're, well, I just kind of have to forget about what I see on the screen and just go off my ears. As I was going into on the break, I present this information in the same way each morning. And so if you get in the habit of taking the time to, before the broadcast starts or just as the opening bell when I'm talking about the disclaimers and the other things, chatting, if you will, in the internet-only portion of our broadcast, the first five-minute segment. And I'll use that segment for that purpose because I know we have a wider audience now that we're picking up the AM and FM stations around the United States and hopefully soon around the world. As they come to become Vocal Local every morning here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network to get this kind of information, what you want to do is create a little chart, a pencil chart, just pencil and paper. Very simple, very easy, but I always give the information, the commodities, if you will, the prices in the same fashion. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, Dow Jones, NASDAQ. Some cover the S&P, I don't. NASDAQ, USDX, crude, the gold-silver ratio, and, of course, then the market's going to be closing. Sometimes I'll talk about the bids and ask prices and things like that. But just tracking those particular indicators are really good for me. And maybe they'll be beneficial for you to get an overall market. You know, if you don't follow the price of crude, then you don't know what the cartel is doing, OPEC. And if you're not looking at the U.S. dollar index, that basket of currencies just doesn't ever seem to come together for you. The NASDAQ and the Dow Jones just let you know that people are flying away from the stock market, the dollar-denominated assets. I don't deal with the S&P because the S&P is like a roll of toilet paper. If somebody's company is not doing any good, they're just delisted, they just drop out, and you don't see them anymore. So why bother with that? It's kind of like a manipulated report. If you want to figure out who they are, it's easily obtained on the net. Palladium and platinum, of course, they're semi-precious metals. They're precious metals, but they have different functions in our society. They have different, they're basically industrial metals or jewelry metals and things like that. And then our old friends, gold and silver, these are the monetary metals as far as I'm concerned. And so, if we're following what's happening in the USDX and we're watching what's happening in gold and silver, then we can see what the money masters are thinking about every morning when they fix the price of gold in London, the London gold fixing and stuff like that. Nevertheless, it gives you an opportunity to track this. And if you follow it on a long-term basis, a few weeks, just give it a try. You're going to start to see upward trends, moving trends, and then you'll start to get the idea of some of the people that spend all of their lives staring at a computer screen and playing with digital money. I like to look at the gold and silver because it has something to do with the generation of real wealth. There was an excellent article on Kitco's website this morning, www.kitco.com, about a Alaskan group that are out exploring and finding uranium in the Athabascan Basin. They got a couple hundred thousand acres that they have a claim on. And apparently from quartz they're finding uranium there. That's the development of a mine, mining and mineral claims. Very, very interesting area of discovery and knowledge that maybe each of you would benefit by studying a little bit more about. Nevertheless, let's go into the rest of this and close out the economic portion of the broadcast with these two articles. Indian gold prices at record, cooling jewelry demand. Now, as I mentioned yesterday and on other networks and on other broadcasts, I have discussed demand in detail. And we'll discuss it here on Become Vocal Local with you as well. Perhaps not in the near future. We need to lay down some basics. But we'll come back and show you how demand is driving sustainable development. But here's the article by Thomas Cuddy Abraham out of, this is a Bloomberg story. Gold reached a record in India after bullion prices climbed above $950 an ounce and the Indian rupee weakened the most in a month. Cooling demand. This is the second time already, once in the headline, now in the first sentence. Cooling demand, the use of the word demand, for the imported metal by the world's biggest consumer. Now, who's the world's biggest consumer of gold? India. All right? file it away. April delivery gold gained as much as 2.9% to 15,104 rupees, which is about $307, for 10 grams on the multi-commodity exchange of India Limited, the highest since the Mumbai-based exchange started trading the metal in November of 2003. Do you remember the story of the false flag terror in Mumbai? Record prices have seriously hurt demand, quote-unquote, Rajesh Mehta, chairman of the Rajesh Exports Limited, India's biggest jewelry producer and exporter, said in a telephone interview from Bangalore, quote, the economic slowdown isn't helping demand either. Fourth usage, highest ever prices may crimp demand for bullion from Indian housewives and jewelers in the wedding season started last month, showing a rally that's pushed global gold prices up 30% in the past 3 months. Isn't it interesting that the Indian housewives and jewelers in the wedding season have a substantial impact on the gold market? With prices having crossed the psychological $15,000 mark, there'll be a queue of people selling scrap gold tomorrow, said Suresh Hundia, the association's president. There have been zero imports so far this month, he said. Now, India's gold purchases have fallen for three straight months, with imports plunging to about 2 tons in January from 24 tons a year ago. That's quite the plunge. According to the Bombay Bullion Association Limited, record prices have spurred housewives to sell their old jewelry, hence the selling of the scrap jewelry in India. Immediate delivery bullion added as much as 2.1% to the $961.79 an ounce price, the highest since July 22nd, as investors bought the metal as a safe haven asset. And you're going to hear that over and over again, because that's what you do with gold. You take your paper-denominated assets, and you place them in a safe haven, such as gold and silver coin. I like to consider gold and silver coin as being personal, portable, and private. You know, you've got your water filter, you've got your great stack of storage foods, you've got your AR-15 and 1,000 rounds or more, and all of your bug-out bags and packs and things like that, but do you have any of the shiny metal in your pocket? If you haven't, you're walking away from your home naked. Upward march is what they say. Funds are pouring in huge amounts into gold and buying the metal at every support level. C. Kanan, the associate vice president of Kotak Commodity Services Limited in Mumbai, said, given the global uncertainty, one can be sure that gold will continue its upward march. And I'll just drop that article right there, sort of running out of time on this segment. Let's go to the next one. Rather interesting. Clough Gold begins trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange, just out of London, England, of course, February the 17th. Recent news, as of this morning, Clough Gold is pleased to announce that the Toronto Stock Exchange, the TSX, has granted approval for the listing of 96,851,331 ordinary shares in the company to begin trading under the symbol of CGF. Effective immediately. Clough Gold's ordinary shares will continue to be quoted on and traded on AIM, and traded on the TSX is intended to enhance investor choice, blah, 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 blah. About Clough Gold. Clough Gold is focused on the identification, acquisition, and development of gold deposits in West Africa that are amenable to open-pit mining and low-cost production techniques. We'll find out more about it after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Team now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthet.com. You heard it, getthet.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Wee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisers. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Let's go back to this article about Clough Gold and finish it out. Just a little bit more to go here. I'll start from the beginning. Clough Gold is focused on the identification, acquisition, and the development of gold deposits in West Africa that are amenable to open pit mining and low-cost production techniques. They're looking for gold and they want to bring it to market at the lowest possible price. The company has assembled a portfolio of mineral interests at various stages of development, and I won't begin it, someplace, several places, looks like 5 different places in West Africa. Clough Gold progressed from being an explorer to a producer in the first quarter of 2008. It is expected to produce 100,000 ounces of gold. It'll be about $96 million at today's bullion price on an annualized basis from 2009 from its Angovia gold mine in Côte d'Ivoire, Côte d'Ivoire, something like that, and from its Kaleska gold mine in Burkina Faso, wherever on earth that may be located. Clough Gold is incorporated and registered as a company in England and Wales under the Companies Act of 1985 of England and Wales as amended. But when we talk about this, and when I bring out these gold miners and these silver miners and these uranium miners, what's happening? This is, according to Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations, in his formula of land, labor, and capital, as the true wealth of a nation. They are in their mining, these are English and Welsh company, obviously, in their mining up the natural resources of these various places in West Africa. And when you do that, when you're the one that combines your labor, your land, your labor, and your capital in a first-time event where you extract natural resources from the planet Earth, whether that be the cod and the herring around Iceland, or whether that might be something like the old-growth red cedar, western red cedar in Washington and Idaho and other places like that, whether that be the uranium in the Athabascan Basin in Alaska, or here the gold in Faso, West Africa. When you put your hand and your labor onto something, first of all, it becomes your property, a first user. And in this country, the great United States of America, according to the Mining Acts, we have great liberty in our intent to explore minerals. And so there's an opportunity there for you that we'll discuss in future broadcasts. Anyway, as you may guess, and as you're going to discover the longer you listen to this broadcast, I don't wallow around in the malaise of Ain't It Awful, playing the game of Ain't It Awful, kicking the dirt, wringing the handkerchief, because that's a game you can't win. It's so debilitating and destructive. It's so easy to slip into, and it's so difficult to climb out of once you find yourself in there. I'm not an advocate of bullhorn politics, standing on the corner and with a bullhorn and trying to shout down the brass and the steel and the glass and the iron and the bricks and the mortar of government, of corporate fascism, is largely unproductive. And we've seen that over the last 8 or so years. And yet, at the same time, the only solutions that are truly unworkable are those that remain unspoken and untried. So as we look for solutions on this broadcast to the super social disease that so certainly besets our nation and the world, we have to keep our minds open and embrace or try or think about and discuss all of the various possible solutions for this problem that we face. And it's a disease. It's a super social disease. And if you listen to this broadcast on a regular basis or listen to any of the broadcasts I've done on other networks over the last 7 or 8 months, 9 months now, since I decided to come back on air and was given the opportunity, you'll also discover that I don't spend very much time on the daily news. There are so many here on Oracle that will give you the news that you need to hear, carefully checked out from the best sources, that I would just be like tinkling bells and sounding brass repeating something that they're going to repeat anyway in a couple of hours, and so just listen to them. They've got a much better handle on it than I do. I take things from a completely different standpoint. I look back many, many years through the development of the various modern political systems and try and figure out what repetitive patterns they're pulling this time again. It's like that small town football coach, and though I never take the time to watch football or be involved in that, you know, it's unfortunate that America has a love affair with its balls. Golf balls, tennis balls, footballs, basketballs, and all the rest of the balls, soccer balls. They have a love affair with balls, or their balls, and we need to break that habit because it has been inculcated. It came in the Eastern establishment schools as a method of getting physical exercise each day, and it is morphed into a God worship, which has been extremely debilitating for the country, but it's also just another aspect of this disease. And so rather than focusing on the news or all the little symptoms, there's so many symptoms that are out there, I consider that if you obsess on the symptoms, then basically what you're going to do or what you'll find happening is that you will raise the symptoms up to the level of a social science. And then we create this new social science called symptomology, I coined it. The other aspect, the other side of the reverse of that coin, is the idea of obsessing on victims. Man, there's going to be people that die. You want to read the news. There was a bus that crashed, a school bus that crashed someplace in America today, and some children were injured. There's an airplane that has crashed or will crash somewhere in America today. There's a boat. There's a drowning. Some cat has been drowned in someone's bathroom. Someone has been poisoned with toothpaste. Someone is going to die today. Now, we could report on it. But if we obsess on victims, then what we do is we create this another branch of sociology, and I call it coined the term, victimology. So we have these two branches that seem to occupy everything that Reuters and CNN and CBS and Fox and all the rest of the controlled media present on a daily basis. We have the symptoms and we have the victims. And so we discuss the symptoms and we discuss the victims day in and day out in one pan and the other pan and all of the time, symptoms and victims completely overlooking the disease. Now, if we correctly analyze the disease, if we can isolate the disease, and there may be more than one. I mean, we have definitely got political problems. We have definitely got economic problems. We have definitely got social and moral and virtuous problems in this country. But if we can correctly identify and isolate those diseases, if we can cure those diseases, the symptoms will clear up and there will be no more victims. And I think that's a more valuable use of our time together on air. And so from time to time, I'll keep salting in current issues along with my historical and philosophical research and analysis, because I think that a little spice is nice, but too much spice takes us off of the course that we really need to be in. Again, those call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 if you've got unlimited long distance or you're calling from the Austin area, and internationally our call-in line is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Let me take you to a book here. I like this one. This was written by Edward S. Corwin. The title of this book, and I've shared it on there several times, the title of this book is The Higher Background, The Higher Law Background of American Constitutional Law. It was written by an eminent scholar, Edward S. Corwin. This is a Liberty Fund publication. But originally, Corwin, who lived from 1878 to 1963, published this little book, if I can find it, with the micro printing that they've used. Well, it's somewhere in that vicinity. In 1928 to 1929, and it was first published in the Harvard Law Review, volume number 42, as a study. And I'm not going to try and read the whole book to you. I mean, my goodness, we're talking, this is relatively short. It's less than 100 pages. But I just want to give you the first page in this book. Again, this is the higher law background of American constitutional law. Listen up. This is what he says. The Reformation, does anyone remember the Reformation anymore? Do I have to talk about Johann Reuchlin and Philipp Melanchthon and Calvin and Zwingli and Bullinger and, of course, Martin Luther? No, I don't think so. You know that story. The Reformation superseded, Corwin writes, an infallible Pope with an infallible Bible. Others say the infallible people. The American Revolution replaced the sway of a king with that of a document. That such would be the outcome was not unforeseen from the first. In the same number, in other words, the same issue of Common Sense, which contained his electrifying proposal that America should declare herself independent from Great Britain, Paine, that of course would be Thomas Paine. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us and we'll find out what Thomas Paine said.
TeamSpeak, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we've returned once again, folks. We have returned. And I just started in on this little bit of information from the Higher Law Background of American Constitutional Law, written by Edward S. Corwin, big wig guy, popular writer in his day, and certainly amongst the Druid prudes he's held in high regard. Nevertheless, this is from the beginning of a brief book, a short book, a long magazine article. Apparently, that's how it was originally published. But I'll just continue for right where I left off. He says that such would be the outcome was not unforeseen from the first. In the same number of Common Sense, of course, many of you probably got Common Sense in your library, Thomas Paine, The Age of Reason, Common Sense, which contained his electrifying proposal, that would be Thomas Paine again, his electrifying proposal that America should declare her independence from Great Britain. Novel concept, wouldn't you agree? Paine urged also a continental conference, and you know we have many all across the United States right now who are urging a continental congress, which is not the same as a constitutional convention. It's two different camps, one from the patriot community, the constitutionally minded community, and the other, of course, those that would just as soon do away with the Constitution in this environment, in our political environment, at this time of man. We cannot afford to allow a constitutional convention to convene. God only knows what would come out of it. Nevertheless, Paine urged also this Continental Conference, whose task he described as follows. Listen carefully, the words of Thomas Paine. The conferring members being met, let their business be to frame a continental charter. I'll just jump in here so you remember, of course, the Magna Carta. Oh, I didn't need to jump in. He says that here. To frame a continental charter or charter of the United Colonies, answering to what is called the Magna Carta of England, fixing the number and manner of choosing members of Congress and members of Assembly, and drawing the line of business and jurisdiction between them, always remembering that our strength is continental and not provincial, securing freedom and property to all men, with such other matter as is necessary for a charter to contain. But what was the primary focus here? Securing freedom and property to all men. Continuing, but where, say some, is the King of America? Yet that we may not appear to be defective in, even in earthly honors, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be brought forth, placed in the divine law, the word of God. Let a crown be placed thereon, by which the world may know that so far as we approve of monarchy, that in America, the law is king. Thomas Paine, a rather forward-thinking man, a very intelligent fellow, self-learned largely, like Washington, talked about that yesterday. It's amazing the books these guys consumed. You know, on the internet we spend all our time, what, scroogling and dogpiling and web ferreting and mozilloing and searching and trying to find answers to questions. What is plaguing us now? What are the mysteries? What are these various and sundry issues that we need to be focusing upon? And that was exactly what our founders were doing in their day, only they didn't have the internet, and their libraries were relatively slight and few and far between. Benjamin Franklin's subscription library was one of the first. There were others. The schools had started to set up libraries, but their card catalogs were brief, very few volumes. It was expensive to buy a book, but amazingly, they all did. So just as we suffer under the high cost of high-speed internet and all of these various and sundry things that we bring into our life that raise our telephone bills higher than what I used to pay for rent back when I was a student, also our founders and a lot of the colonists would spend as much as they could possibly afford to spend on books so that they could enrich their minds and understand who they are and whose they are. But what does Paine say here? Let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Have we not done that? Wouldn't that be the 4th of July, perhaps? Of course, we celebrate with that, with the Declaration of Independence. There's no day that, well, we do have Constitution Day, but it's because of the desire to subsume the Constitution under social democracy. We don't shoot off fireworks on Constitution Day. We just, in the Ron Paul community, just stand along the highway with our signs and let people know that this is Constitution Day. But he says, let it be brought forth and placed in the divine law. That's pretty powerful. The Word of God. That is a higher law, is it not? And let a crown be placed thereon. Again, we're talking about the Constitution, the Charter, by which the world may know that so far as we approve of monarchy in their countries, in England, as far as we approve of monarchy in America, the law is king. And this is important, very important. Let's pick up something else here from Thomas Paine. Give you a little bit of background on maybe how he was viewing things. And I don't know, I haven't been able to find this as a direct quote from his writings, but this author is a very unusual author from a very unusual book. This man's name is Eli Halevi, H-A-L-E-V-Y. And the title of the book is The Growth of Philosophic Radicalism. And as I begin each broadcast, this is the home of philosophical radicalism. I am, of course, remembering this book. Now, if you saw the books in my library, you'd probably feel very comfortable reading them because they are dog-eared. A book comes into my library, it's in danger. I'll skim through a book rapidly using the old Evelyn Woods speed reading just to kind of get an overview of where it's at. But if it is all interesting and fits into any particular current line of my research, I then go back and I read it word by word by word by word by word slowly. I underline, I highlight, I margin write. I use multiple colors of highlighters and little post-it notes, the tiny ones, you know, and I use post-it notes and I make new indexes and fill up every available page and cover and space with my own thoughts and ideas and write all over the margins and cross-reference between different books in my library. So the books are not so valued, if you will, that they can't be used. It's a personal library. Of course, I do have some hardbounds that I will not mark in. Things that are published in the very early 1800s, I won't write in those. It's almost sacrilegious. You can't find the books anymore. So I just refer to them and refer carefully. I'm holding this particular book very carefully because it's a paperback of many, many pages. And this particular place in the book I've come back to so many times that the binding is starting to tear. But listen to Thomas Paine, according to this author, Eli Halevi, and his words are intermixed with this. I'll just start right here. But how then? Let's see, how much time do we have? 56. We're just about to run out. I'll just kind of bring this back on the other side, I suppose. We won't have enough time to begin it. So a little bit more about Eli Halevi. Who is Eli Halevi? Who is Eli Halevi? Eli Halevi is, according to my research, the son of another Halevi. This Halevi was the cantor of a Jewish synagogue in Paris and was instrumental in and part of a group called the Saint Simonians. Who are the Saint Simonians and why would we care? Well, Claude Henri du Rouvroy, Saint Simon, knew George Washington and fought at the Battle of Yorktown running a battery of French mortars. And in his own perhaps egoistic mind, he considered himself the man that turned the revolution for Washington. Their success at Yorktown largely depended upon the accuracy of the fusillade, if you will, of the battery of French mortars. Claude Henri du Rouvroy St. Simon was the last person, the last man, that received the Order of Cincinnatus, which was and still is a order. It was intended to be hereditary, but it was an order of those who served valiantly in the Revolution War. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. We're going to go into the second hour here in this internet-only access portion of today's broadcast, I think. So I'll just remind you once again that you're listening to Become Vocal Local or over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts, and I'm going to repeat all of that at the 8-minute hour break. When we come back from the 8 minutes from the 5-minute break, I should say, let me get all my words right. I'm trying to style this broadcast just a little bit differently, dear listeners, so that the wider listening audience, the AM, the FM, the micro broadcasters can make the most use of it. Oftentimes they play their news and their local station IDs and their weather and sports at this first break. And so if I were to give opening comments, it would be lost to the audience and I'd have to redo it anyway. So I'll just plan it to redo it anyway. I'd like to remind you that I receive no financial compensation from Oracle Broadcasting Network, its sponsors, or its affiliates, and bring each broadcast to you as my contribution to the restoration and continuance of the United States of America and the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government bequeathed to us by our forefathers. And if you find that statement offensive, I'm sorry. I self-produce each of these broadcasts utilizing the state-of-the-art technology developed by the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And that means I have no receptionists, call screeners, or board operators helping me to take your calls and or produce the broadcast. As I become more familiar with the technology, of course, I will take your calls in the order that they are received. But please be sure to mute your computer's sound or turn off the radio when you call, so that we don't get feedback issues, and always be patient, because I'm doing the best I can to learn how to multitask in this fashion. And when you do call in, and I welcome your calls, please stay on the point and on the topic relating your questions and comments to materials being discussed on each broadcast. I, too, have a great knowledge bank laying between my ears, but I don't always have every little fact and detail prepared, so if we go off on talks about all kinds of topics, not only will it distract our audience from the main topic, but it also distracts me from the main topic, and I find it rather annoying. So I try and bring the best material each day to you. The topics change frequently. I change my topics more often than I change my own shorts, and so these broadcasts should be pertinent every time. And I must remind you that if you value the information you hear on this or any of the broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting, if you can and as you can, perhaps you will consider supporting Oracle Broadcasting Network by visiting www.oraclebroadcasting.com, locate the Chip In banner on the homepage, and make a generous contribution to keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. Lee's goal and other hosts here on the goal, those that run this network, you know, I'm kind of like a little tag-along. I liked the looks of the cart and the sound of the cart, so I just climbed on and they haven't thrown me out yet. But those that are in the know and in the control of this network have a goal. They would like to expand the micro-broadcasting networks across this country, and we can do that as we learn more about micro-broadcasting, become micro-broadcasters ourselves, and raise enough money to help others set up micro-broadcasting systems when they have the time, but not the means. So that's a long-term goal. But in the meantime, we have server bills and other things, and these young men have families, and they have their lives, and they need to have your support. And so you can do that by visiting the chat, the Oracle Broadcasting Network main page, locate the Chip In banner, and make a generous contribution. Another way of going, if you want to get something back for your money, this is another way that you can help. On the left side of the Oracle home page, let me get my commercials down, you may click on the members area link, and here you'll be able to sign up to become an Oracle member. Oracle members help support the network and receive access to all of the broadcast in high quality 128K archived and live streaming audio, as most of you listening know. Oracle membership is $9.99 a month, or you can save $60 when you sign up for a yearly subscription, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. And willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back, audience, for the second hour of Tuesday's February the 17th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web at vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. And again, my name is William Roberts. And we'll continue the good news, the hard facts, and the workable solutions you came here to hear. So, if you missed the first hour, I would recommend that you go back and check out the archives at the Oracle Broadcasting Network archives and listen, because I'm going to continue something I began in the last hour right now in this little bit here. Here we go. Again, from a book that was written by Eli Halevi, The Growth of Philosophical Radicalism. And if you missed the first hour, the way that I open this broadcast on a daily basis is that this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And it is from this book title, The Growth of Philosophic Radicalism, that I first came across the term. Because philosophical radicalism is very important to understand when we think about the time period that this country was formed within, and all of the various minds and thinkers, all of the various transformations that were happening internationally at that time period, both in the colonies and in England, but also throughout all of Western Europe. Lots was happening. And I had just finished telling you that Eli Halevi, the original, Eli Halevi is the author, but I believe his father also, or his grandfather, I think it's his father, haven't absolutely got that nailed down yet. It's hard to find biographies of these fellows. Nevertheless, this Eli Halevi is not the same. I ordered this book because I thought he was the same, but this Eli Halevi is not the cantor of the synagogue in Paris. This is a son or a grandson writing. And again, we were trying to figure out, well, what is the importance of Eli Halevi? And of course, Eli Halevi was one of the number of Saint Simonians. And as I mentioned in the previous hour, the Saint Simonians were the followers and the carry-on of Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint Simon. And Saint Simon, as I mentioned, manned a battery of French mortars at the Battle of Yorktown and was the last one to get this Order of Cincinnatus. He was the very last one to get it. And like Adolf Hitler, who wore his Iron Cross around forever, he got that because he was a fleet of foot courier and didn't get shot to pieces as he was running messages from one command post to the other in the battles in the First World War. Eli Halevi writes about a lot. I misspoke. Saint Simon also wore his order or his crown, or I guess it's a badge, I guess you'd say. I haven't really seen it. I think I've seen it, but I'm not sure. I think I've seen this badge that they were given by Washington. And you can go on the internet, you can go back to the old encyclopedias, and you can find this Order of Cincinnatus, and it'll tell you all about it. Nevertheless, there was a big problem with the Saint Simonians. I'm jumping ahead. I'm trying to cover just briefly a little bit of something that would take books and books and books to discover. But nevertheless, Henri Saint Simon went back to France after the war. He was nobility, as his name would imply, Claude Henri du Rouvroy de Saint Simon. He was a count, and he set aside his nobility, because at the time, nobility wasn't a good thing in France. Coming up on the revolution, people's heads were being lopped off, and the blood was running knee-deep up to the horse's bridle, so to speak. Nevertheless, he dropped that, and for quite some time he used the appellation. He took on the name. It's like going in the chat room and picking a name. He chose the name Bonhomme. Bonhomme, a good man, just like Benjamin Franklin Bonhomme. Nevertheless, so something happened. Oh, I should say this, the reason I brought it up. Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint Simon is credited by many as being the founder of French socialism. And of course, French socialism preceded other forms of socialism that came thereafter. And of course, Claude Henri du Rouvroy was, Saint Simon was the mentor and the first writing partner with Auguste Comte, who was the founder of positivism and coined the term sociology, and so there's a lot in here. Nevertheless, the Saint Simonians, when Saint Simon was croaking, his followers wanted to carry it on, and so they formed a group called the Saint Simonians, the Saint Simonians, if you will. And the Saint Simonians, and leaving out a whole bunch of details, found themselves in a battle with the Rothschilds. And then that leads us into an understanding of the European credit mobilier scam, which preceded the same scam in the United States of America, the credit mobilier of America. And credit mobilier is an important concept because we're now talking about the time of westward expansion and the establishment of canals and railroads and all of the land that was given away to the railroad companies, whole sections of land, square miles of land on either side of the railroad tracks, and great wealth was generated. Anyway, this is a book I'm reading from. It's called The Growth of Philosophic Radicalism. We were talking about Thomas Paine. Let's continue. And we still have time. I certainly hope so. Yes, we've got a couple minutes. We can get started on this. All right. Here's from the book, Eli Halevi writing. But how then is it possible not to perceive that there is a formal contradiction between the two points of view which Paine has successfully adopted? Nature confers on the individual more natural rights than power with which to defend them. You got that? Nature confers on the individual more natural rights than the power with which to defend them. Therefore, it is necessary to institute governments in order to preserve artificially the harmony of rights. Nature gives the individual more natural needs than power with which to satisfy them. But in exchange, individuals find means to satisfy their natural needs without resorting to any constraint, without any sacrifice of interest. And then he continues, we were able to see in the first part of the Rights of Man a propagandist edition of the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. In the second part, it would be more accurate to see a pamphlet written in order to propagate Adam Smith's fundamental ideas, which are in this case no longer applied to the solution of economic problems, but also and above to political problems. And so, in Thomas Paine's Rights of Man, he's blending ideas and philosophies that had not been blended together before. He's blending together economic and political problems. And perhaps we could say this might have been the beginning of political economy. Now, we're going to run out of time, and it's a long segment. But when we get back, we're going to look at how he views government. Now, we say that the laws of nature and nature's God, you know, and that governments are instituted among men to protect these rights, the rights that were given to us in our hearts. The reason, and I'll cover that when we get back. Stay with us. We have a break right on it.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
And we're back. So, from the Declaration of Independence, it says, I'm not going to read the preamble. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. You all know those words by heart, probably. But once again, going back to this article here, this very lengthy book, actually, but this comment about Thomas Paine, we see here, he says, nature confers on the individual more natural rights than they have the power with which to defend them. What is this idea that I started out with the higher law background of American constitutional law? If you were to read all of that book and some of the many others, like Sir Edward Coke or Coke on Littleton or the Blackstone's commentaries or A.V. Dicey's book and so on and so forth, Law and Public Opinion, you'll understand that there's this ongoing understanding in this time period. An understanding that has basically been lost today, which is why I'm bringing it out to you, so that you can understand our government and our system of government a little better. But there's this idea of the natural law. And in our founder's mind, this unalienable, inseparable, no one can take it from you. You can't sell it to anybody else, but you can trade it away. But it's unalienable, really. You compromise it, perhaps. You can, through voluntary consent, compromise it. But you can never really get rid of it. And because they understood that, they held it sacred, if you will. Because it is a law that is written on the hearts of men by the very finger of God. Now, you can... not preaching, this isn't a ministry. I'm quoting, actually, the words of Sir Edward Coke when he was speaking with King James I. And I could read that to you in a longer quote if you want to hear it. Nevertheless, that was the mindset. These are unalienable rights written on the very heart, written on the hearts of man by the very finger of God. Can't be taken away. It's the natural law. It doesn't make any difference where you go on the planet Earth and you encounter human beings, men, free men on free land or slaves or wherever, you're going to find certain attributes that will be precisely the same. And so what he's saying here is that nature confers on the individual more natural rights than he has the power with which to defend them. And therefore it's necessary to institute governments in order to preserve artificially. So he's admitting that government is an artificial institution, but to preserve artificially, and you could take that word preserve and you can put in the word conserve, and then you've got conservative of this form of government, the harmony of rights. And that nature gives the individual more natural needs than the power with which to satisfy them. There are things that we need that we cannot satisfy ourselves, and it's, as I've stated before on other broadcasts and even here on Oracle as a caller or a guest, that we sometimes confuse needs with wants. There's a vast difference. There's those things you need. They can almost be listed. And then there are the things that man might want, which is an innumerable colloquy of various and sundry stimulations that come on us and at us continuously from the media and from your mother, your father, your pastor, your preacher, your teacher, and so on. The bottom line in all of this, of course, is that we come together with others and institute government amongst ourselves. And I'll just go right back to the declaration, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so, and it goes on and tells us that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Period. So it really lies with us. That's why I talk about things like this on Become Vocal Local, because the power really is with us. But let's go back to Thomas Paine. This is very interesting. Thus, with Paine, the democratic philosophy, returns to the philosophical tradition of Hume and Adam Smith. That is to say, of the philosophy of utility. See, Hume and Adam Smith predate Jeremy Bentham and James Mill, and later John Stuart Mill, James's son, who so often is credited as being the founder of utilitarian, but really Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, Adam Smith. It goes all the way back to Francis Hutcheson and the pursuit of happiness principle. That's beyond the topic for today. Instances are not wanting, wrote Paine, to show that everything which government can usefully add thereto has been performed by the common consent of society without government. Important. That one over the top of your head, just let it soak. We have already come across this tendency to separate the two concepts in Hume and in Adam Smith and in Priestley. Priestley, a very interesting person to study. We have seen how Thomas Paine, from the time of the American Revolution, drew revolutionary consequences from it. He now developed this thesis with fresh energy. This is a colon, and now we go into it. This is the thesis. The abolition of all regular government, far from necessarily resulting in the dissolution of society, should, according to Paine, act in the opposite way and strengthen the social bond. What? Thomas Paine, the father of republicanism, advocating the dissolution or advocating the abolition of all regular government? What? Archism? Anarchism? What is this? Now listen. For governments are military in their origin and in the spirit of their institutions, founded by robbers and bandits, by conquerors and usurpers. Born of war, they are organized for war and live by war. Why is the origin of all existing governments wrapped in deep obscurity? It is because it is to the interest of governments to conceal the antisocial nature of their origin. They know it is to their direct interest to perpetuate, listen carefully, national prejudices and national hatreds, to prevent the people from understanding that their interests are in reality one. Such is the philosophy of war, as opposed to the philosophy of commerce. Where war is the pharaoh table of governments, and nations the dupes of the game. This is Thomas Paine now. Why are governments so costly? It is because in order to justify their existence, they have to make war, and war is costly. It is also because they transport even to the interior of the countries which they govern the system of rapine, which they have become accustomed to practice against the enemy. Now they make war in order to find pretexts for increasing the mass of taxes. Government, quote, is the art of conquering at home. I hope that gives you a little better idea or understanding of some of what is happening today. Our government is organized for war, not commerce. And so it lives by war. And when it is not preying on its neighbors or around the world, it turns like a snake to eat its tail and it comes against us. We'll be right back. Stay with us on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, folks. And again, the call-in numbers, if you'd like to call in and chat today, it's 512-904-8014. If you have unlimited long distance or you're calling from the Austin area and from around America and around the world, the international call-in number is 866-841-1065. Make a note of that one so that I don't have to repeat it continuously, please. Going to the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 23 this time, Pumps to Russellville, published back in 1951, we find this article on republics, the duration of republics. I think it's rather pertinent and interesting. It is not easy to determine, this article begins, the exact duration of certain republics. The birth or the death of a republic, as of a monarchy or oligarchy, may be a gradual development extending over a period of years. In such cases, authorities often differ as to the precise dates which should be assigned to the beginning and the end of the republican regime. There is further consideration in supplying a list of the world's chief republics, that many republics, both historical and contemporary, might more correctly be described as oligarchies or dictatorships. And I'll continue with the rest of that in a moment. But I'll just simply say, before you throw in the towel on our republic, understand that unlike many of the other republics that have existed in the past and exist today, those that copycatted the American Constitution and our republican form of representative government, few, if any, actually follow the plan. And unfortunately, since we became a social democracy back around the time of the turn of the century, and certainly since the War of Northern Aggression, when Abraham Springsteen and the Radical Red Republicans took over this country, it's amazing, isn't it, how honest of Barry the Usurper to style his I would guess you'd call it an administration. It's just really he's a usurper. I don't believe, and I don't think he has any possible way of proving that he's a natural born citizen. Therefore, he's not the president. Anything that he signs as law is not law. It's legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. But of course, the people have to voluntarily comply with that. And if you think you live in a small town, I can hear the train coming in now. In a moment, the other end of the train will go out of the other side of town, and it'll do the whole thing in just a matter of moments. This is a small town. I had to do a coin toss to figure out whether we put up a sign or not. You know, basically, you've seen these kinds of things all over America when you've taken road trips on the blue highways. It's those irritating places where you have to slow down for a moment. Anyway, I live in one of those. But the idea of the end of a republic and the end of this republic has largely been formed in your mind. There's no end of this republic. As long as the Constitution is in existence, it is a republic. And as Aristotle said, in a republic, the Constitution is the law. And as we heard from Thomas Paine, it should be put on a pillow with a crown on the top of it and entered into the divine law, because this is and will remain a republic. And from this article here, I'll continue discussing the duration of republics. Thus, the Venetian Republic was an oligarchy, as are certain among the present-day Latin American republics, while others are, in fact, dictatorships. I kind of think that might be applied to us these days. This being written in 1951, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics incorporates republican forms in a dictatorial regime. I guess that's why we have a drug czar, huh? I hate the use of that word. I'd like to see somebody have that on their desk. Drug czar. Information czar. That would be the first commie I'd want to drive out of the office. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, of course, as I repeat here and reiterate, incorporates republican forms of a dictatorial regime. In the appended table, the duration of the life of the world's republics is as follows. I'm not going to read the whole thing. This is a lengthy table. But if you go back and look at the very first one listed, curiously enough, it's the Israelitish Commonwealth, from 1491 to 1095 BC, with a lifespan of 396 years. Israelitish Commonwealth. The next one is the Grecian Republic, which ran from 700 to 146 BC, or a lifespan of 554 years. Of course, then there's Carthage. How many even know about Carthage? The Moloch worshippers, the burn the babies in the belly of Moloch guys, interesting bunch. They were a real pain in the hinder parts for Rome, and we'll discuss Rome next. But Carthage ran from about 850 until 146 BC, with a lifespan, get this now, of 704 years. Carthage, why don't they teach that in school? And here's Rome, who quashed Carthage. Rome ran from 535 to 29 BC. The Lombard communes. Oh, I should say Rome ran for 506 years, not quite as long, 200 years shy of Carthage. They ran just about as long as the Grecian republics. I'll just continue down through the list, because there's a whole gob and a bunch of them that'll follow in a moment that are still in existence. So then we have Genoa. Genoa ran from 1000 to 1802 AD, 802 years. That's quite a track record, Genoa. And here's Venice, topping the list, the Venetians, from 600 AD to, or BCE, depending on how you look at it, 600 to 1796. So the Venetian Republic was still in existence when we were writing out our Constitution and ratifying the amendments. Then there's Amalfi, and they ran from 900 to 1135. That was 235 years. And then there's the Free Cities of Hamburg, and they ran from 1241 to 1630 AD, 389 years. So you can see that the United States is a couple hundred years old. our republic is still a baby. We're still doing the growing pains. And boy, do we have some pains right now. We've got some real classic pains in the city of Washington, the District of Criminals. Going down, dropping down from below this list now, returning to the article briefly. It says, no dynastics can compare in years of existence with Venice, Andorra, and San Marino. Few can show longer life than the republics of Israel, Carthage, Greece, Rome, Germany. The ancient republics of Greece, Carthage, Rome, Lombardy, Venice, and Genoa were the greatest nations of their time. In art, literature, law, commerce, all that goes to make up the best of modern civilization, they led the world for more than 1,000 years and left a heritage of good for all mankind coming after them, such as can be credited to no monarchy. Oh, should we go on? I don't think it's necessary. I think you get the point. Okay? We hear a lot about, you know, no government. And even Thomas Paine is showing us the way there and questioning it. But as I like to say and have said before, no doubt we'll say again, because once I learn something, I pretty much repeat it. But no matter how deep, nor how wide, nor how long this economic tsunami, this financial recession, depressions, hyperinflation, or whatever you want to call it, the global manipulation by the global money masters, no matter how long this runs, on the other side there's going to be government, like it or not. A choice that we have, a choice that is presenting itself to us right now, is the opportunity once again to choose. We can either be ruled by a system, or we can become the system. Become vocal local. Becumen, a powerful word. Look it up. For the philologists out there, it's an interesting study. You'll even find that my name, William, is another way of saying become. Becumen. Belkumen. Welcome. Belkumen. To become vocal local is a very dynamic thing. It has an exclamation point at the end of it. It's a complete sentence. It's an exclamation. It can be a credo, if you will. It's an action step. It's dynamic. But the idea of becoming vocal local is to understand our existing political system. You don't have to like it. In fact, very few will. But we do need to understand the existing political system, because it is from within this existing political system that we can actually kill it. That's right. Again, standing on the sidewalk with a bullhorn is not going to do the job. This snake has wrapped itself around the body politic, and we're going to need to go into the snake and cut its heart out in order to succeed. Now, when I first started talking about this back in 2000, didn't get a lot of following. But hopefully this time we'll succeed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that bell going. I got my cowbell just the way I like it. I don't need to hear any more than that. When we talk about becoming vocal local, I'm talking about something that is completely unlike, perhaps, what you're thinking. When I talk about becoming engaged in this political system, I'm not talking about embracing their jurisdictional authority over you. It's a different concept, my friends. It requires a paradigm shift. It requires a transformation of long-held ideological belief systems. From almost the inception of this country, we've been led into this ridiculous love affair with balls and competition. We have falsely embraced the idea that the only form of government we can have would be competing teams. That we can't all just play sandlot baseball and then go have a hamburger and a root beer or a milkshake and be best of friends. As if we can't bring our own bat and ball and a couple of garbage can lids to form our baseball diamond. Some of us will take our t-shirts off, some of them wear our t-shirts and we'll just play, have a good time, and then go have some refreshments or something like that. But we don't do that in this country. We have inculcated an inhuman competitive structure. It's a false mental paradigm, but unfortunately, in the last election here in Missouri, we had about 3 million people who lined up almost exactly opposite from one another, if we can believe anything that you get from black box voting results. About 1.5 million people voted Republican and 1.5 million people voted Democrat. As if they'd never read any of the things I've read, and certainly not Carol Quigley's book, his big tome, Tragedy and Hope. They've fallen in and bought into this ideological paradigm that says is you can vote the rascals out, and so let's have two parties, and that makes the people feel good. But feel-good politics is what's gotten us into this mess. Unfortunately, the established two-party political system is enshrined in law. In the statutes, a system of party politics, partisan politics that have basically the force of law behind them. And the statutory law that sets up these committees, political party committees, were written by the two-party system, for the two-party system, and by the two-party system, to perpetuate the two-party system and make all other parties irrelevant, and so understanding what the disease is and correctly identifying and analyzing that disease, then we can proceed towards solutions and cures. And if we're going to see any restitution or restoration in our lifetimes, we're going to need to rid ourselves of this disease. The Constitution sets up a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We'll go into representation in detail on this broadcast. We'll also dissect the political party scam and scheme and program so that you get a better understanding. But if you want to get rid of the parties, you're going to have to go inside those parties. And each day, hopefully, it'll take 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll start teaching a little bit about parliamentary procedure and the rules of law of a deliberative assembly. Because we do not need to have parties to operate with our Constitution. We need representatives, not representatives of the parties. The politicians don't represent you or I or the constituents or the districts. They represent the parties. And the parties represent the lobbyists and the special interest groups that finance the big campaigns and raise all of the funds. And the parties are used to go through the tenements and pull out all of the various voters and vote them up, line them up on one side of town to vote for the Dems, and go through all of the villas and pull out all of those people and get them to line up on the other side and vote for Republicans. It's a false paradigm. It's an ideology with a predictable outcome, and it has been inculcated by the money masters, and it is used effectively worldwide. A no-party system is not the same as a one-party system, and we'll discuss that so that you don't feel as though I'm talking about some kind of a totalitarian dictatorship. What I'm talking about is the same thing that I believe most of our founders had in mind, and not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, a bunch of claptrap. That's a socialist dogma. What I'm talking about is a system of representative government that can and will function if we'll but try it. Do you know that from the time of the Verona Treaty forward, the great nobility, and that's really a better way of looking at it rather than just simply calling the people elites, let's look at the black nobility, the Illuminati, if you will. Let's not give them the elite concept. They're certainly not elite. I'm drifting all over the place, just kind of bouncing ideas off places that we're going to go. But if you've ever melted leads, wheel weights in a kettle to make bullets, you know that all the metal clips and all of the other dross floats up to the top, and then you skim that off and you set it aside. And then you cast your bullets out of the pure molten metal. Well, we are the pure molten metal. We, the people. But it's that dross that floats up to the top that is given the crowns, you know. They're the ones that become the politicians in this system. And I don't know about you, but I've just about had enough of being led by dross. I think we have many Negroes in this country who have been in this country long enough and have proved themselves and tried in the fire, if you will, of American life, that they could advance a candidate for president if they wanted to by caucus or by race, and we would have a better choice than Barry the usurper. And certainly all across America, in the various towns and communities, there are many qualified candidates that never get a hearing because they're not part of the party system. So we need to understand the party system, embed within both of the party systems, and then in a deliberative assembly of the whole, vote them together and then vote them out of existence. And it can be done, and it can be done rapidly, and it can be done with far fewer numbers than you might think. Now, the Campaign for Liberty, the follow-on from Ron Paul's campaign, the Campaign for Liberty, has still got precinct leaders by the score. And other groups around the United States are forming committees of safety and committees of correspondence and many other things. But if we could just get on the same page here and realize that we're all talking about exactly the same thing. We're talking about becoming vocal local and taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. Not by force of arms. We didn't do that. We're talking about doing it legally, lawfully, from within their system. Now, why would we want to even do that? Because, my friends, that's how the progressives and the communists took this country over. And so by very carefully studying our past, we can understand how this process worked once. And then by looking into the future and visualizing America moving always further and further into more freedom, then we can find ourselves in the present, activating our own local precinct groups and taking over the political parties, one precinct, one county, and one state at a time. Why? Because there are county committees that are made up of committee men, precinct committee men, and precinct committee women. It's a very nice system, and it works quite well. The only problem is it's been taken over by those that would destroy our country. So now, the question is back to you. Shall we continue a Republican form of representative government, or shall we do nothing, stand by, be led into a revolution, have the hell blown out of us, and still wind up with a government of someone else's choosing, with a monetary system of someone else's choosing, with armed military in our street by their choosing? I think it's worth a struggle, don't you? I think it's time to exercise a little philosophical radicalism, and I certainly believe that it's time for us to become vocal local, right where we are, in our towns, our cities, in our counties, and in our states. I sincerely hope that you can listen to these broadcasts on a regular basis, and remember that throughout the day, there's lots of good broadcasting on Oracle. You'll want to stay tuned for Josh Reeves coming up right away. After that, we've got Alex Ansary, the Intel Strike Report, Axiom Radio, Live Free or Die with Lee Rogers, and of course at midnight, The Rider comes again. So, you're always welcome to call into these broadcasts. If there's something we need to talk about together, let's put it on the air. Until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisers. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.